Hi, if you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, welcome to You and All of Your Parts. I'm Laura Lively. One of the things that we're taught when we're learning the IFS model is that sometimes it's helpful to inquire of a part, where did they pick up a belief that they hold? For example, if a part believes that being overweight is bad, makes you lazy, something wrong with you, or that rich people are terrible, or that computers will be the ruination of the world, which, by the way, that is a quote from my grandmother, just so you know. So by asking the part, where did it pick up that belief? Did it come from society? Did it come from a family member? Did it come from a church or school? Often the part can tell you where they picked up the belief. And surprisingly, if they can see that it didn't really belong to them or come to them because of their own lived experiences, often they're willing to release the belief. So I was having this conversation with a friend recently, and it was another IFS practitioner, and I was just asking her about this particular belief that she carried. And she just, we both realized it was a part, lashed out at me and said, Laura, I can't just change my beliefs. If I could, don't you think I would have done that by now? So we were both taken a little bit aback by the passion and the energy that this part had around this. And so again, she also recognized it was a part. And so remember, like, self-energy is made up of 8C qualities, right? Like confidence, curiosity, compassion, clarity, connectedness, creativity, courage, calmness. The energy and the tone of that, what that part said, didn't really have any of those C's in it, right? So we carried on talking, and I mentioned to her something that I shared with her about my beliefs that we carry. I believe we pick these up from our parents, from school, from media, from church, society. It's not like they were delivered to us like a box from Amazon, and we kind of try them on like clothes to see, oh, does this belief fit me, or does this belief fit me better, right? I mean, these are things that were kind of baked into us as children because we were little sponges. And so questions I like to consider when I or a part carry a belief is, where does this come from? How is it serving me? How is it harming me? And then how does my system, my overall system, feel about this belief? Will I have parts lash out at me if I try to release a belief? And does that idea of changing my belief about something bring up fear in the system? So it's with curiosity and compassion that I can gain some clarity about the beliefs that I have. Where do they come from and how are they serving me? So a week later, my friend came back to me and she said, you know, that part that really is attached to that belief about XYZ? She said, but as I've thought about it and reflected on it this week, I know with some self-energy that that belief no longer serves me. And I do know I can change my beliefs. So purpose of this conversation for you is, when was the last time you looked at what you believed? Do you think rich people are bad? Or do you think that you're better or worse than people who look differently or worship differently or live differently from you? And get curious about, where did that belief come from? And notice how your parts react to that belief. Do some still cling to it? Do some kind of feel squirrely and they might be ashamed that you have that belief? I have certainly found beliefs that I have parts that are not proud of those beliefs. And I have other parts that are like, those are right. That belief is right. I've believed it all of my 50 some years. I just ask you, do those sound like yourself? No. So that's today's, I guess, thought for you is, have some compassion towards all of your parts. Be open to what all of them might believe about the belief you carry. Notice how they react. Notice if they're open to having a conversation. And so have some compassion towards your parts, the parts that carry beliefs that you maybe are ashamed of or you wish they didn't have, or parts that you are 100% like, yeah, I still believe that. It still works for me. And enjoy your excavation. So thanks for joining me today. I hope to see you soon. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session. See how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.